And each week I speak to a different member of Brentwood Council, and today I'm joined by Jonathan Stevenson, who's the CEO of Brentwood Council. So, good morning.
Morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm very well today. Family fun days, how have they been going?
Oh, really good and fantastic coverage with regards to across the borough and support, and people have really engaged, which has been fantastic. The team, considering that the situation we're going through with COVID and the pandemic, the communities team have worked so hard to bring this together, where a time we could have, as an organisation, probably just said, let's wait and postpone the whole event till next year. But engagement, I think, is up to nearly 100,000, at least at 75,000 this week of people engaging online, either looking, engaging, using, downloading, and viewing some of the information provided for those fun days, so which is fantastic support. And in times where it's difficult for people to get out, or they're working from home and they've got children, then having these activities been fantastic. I've heard that from the community, so I'm really pleased that the team have done this piece of work and helped support our community through this difficult time.
And you can find out all the details on, there is obviously the Facebook group, so you go there as first point of call. I know we're in August, but it is literally around the corner, Christmas. So what is happening? Because I know that we're probably not going to have Brentwood lighting up as traditionally we would have had, with somebody switching on the lights, but there is an online lighting up and a nutcracker walk.
Yeah, so at the moment, as we know, probably British summertime has just ended in a way. This last week has gone from being scorching weather to windy and feels like autumn, but it won't be long till we'll be at Christmas. So the team, again, the same team that are working really hard at the Family Fun Days, are thinking about how we can still make Christmas work in a different world we're living in today. So they're making a lot of contingency plans. It's very, very unlikely there'll be any type of large event, not just in Brentwood, but across the country. So we're making plans to do things online, have a trail for a nutcracker trail for members of the public and families to come along to and hopefully use to it, sort of entice them into the town safely and the different places within the borough where they can follow the trail, nutcracker trail, and at the end get a post a letter into Santa at the end, so of the trail. So that's the plan of one of the initiatives. And on top of that, we're looking to lighting up Brentwood, doing it sort of virtually online. Still the lights will be up, but looking to do a different event that's more low-key but still celebrates Christmas season across the borough. Hopefully this is still the retailers. That's one of the key reasons of lighting up the town, to make it vibrant over that period of time.
Now, recycling. We were talking about it being windy. I saw one of the bags this morning in the road. It's one of the recycling bags. But people are pretty much getting on with it now, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm really pleased to see across the borough people engaging. Like anything, it's a change. I think we'll previously be on here. Any type of change is different. Today, it's really good that people are bearing with us. It's wind's not expected in August today across the country. So with regards to whether it was a blue sack, a wheelie bin, or an orange sack, some of those bags will be moving across the street. We're asking the teams to fold up the bags and put them in a safe place. But like anything, some of these weather conditions are making it more challenging for us. But bear with us, let us know. We want feedback. We've had really good feedback across the borough. We've made over sort of 400,000 collections, and we're collecting lots of really good recycling. I think one of the things with regards to recycling, I think there was a few people said about they quite like the orange sacks, but I think there was a perception that the orange sacks meant we were recycling really well. Some of the things that were found in the orange sacks were not recyclable anyway. So there's been sort of some teething problems with some people putting things in the white sack and blue bag and white bag that aren't recyclable. But what we're doing that we've been working through with members of the public, sort of more education around what can be recycled. I'm surprised what people think from crisp packets to cellophane and things like that can be recycled, but obviously unfortunately it can't and goes in the recycling bag. So we're working really closely with members of the public, and actually once we've had that discussion the first week, the second week of picking up that recycling is much better. So
the Tetra Paks, was there Chris is looking into that, isn't he?
Yeah, so we're looking into Tetra Paks. One of these interesting ones, that Tetra Paks across the country, they're already a material that's really hard to recycle anyway, because they're made up of different materials. So some councils take them away and recycle them, some councils take them away and they go to landfill, but it's a real big mix across the sort of 350 councils across the country. Everybody's got a very different recycling structure, which is unfortunate, to be helpful. So it doesn't help when people move within in and out of the borough and not quite understand. But we are working quite hard to see what we can do with Tetra Paks. If you know, obviously, a lot of people in juice cartons and things like that, and milk, things like that, have them, and they want to, and they feel very difficult to put them in the black bags rather than put them in the recycling, but we are looking at ways that we can bring them hopefully into a recycling stream and be able to recycle them moving forward. And we're also looking at, on top of that, there's been a few people say the bags for them are they're actually too big. Actually, interesting, when we first went out, people said that they make sure they're big bags because they recycle quite a lot, which we have done, but we've now looked at having two options where we're going to have smaller bags. In the next few weeks, we'll start having those, and people are going on our website and requesting those. So as soon as we've got the smaller bags, we'll look to issue those to households to assist them. And sometimes around just sort of the size of the households and just the type of storage space they've got. So we look to do that, and that's been really positive feedback from people that they're looking forward to those smaller bags in some instance.
Hutton Play area, the consultation has ended and you've had 159 responses. So this is from the general public coming back to say what they would like to see in the area.
Yeah, so as you know, we've had a play strategy agreed a couple of years with council, and some of those players are now fully open, which is fantastic. We've seen that since lockdown. People have been attending River Road and King George's playing fields. The next one was Hutton. We went out on the first consultation really just to understand what would you like in your community, what would really benefit you, what sort of type of equipment, because in a way it's for the community to help us sort of design these. These are community assets. So we've done a lot of work. We've now got the feedback. The next phase is to launch some more detailed design in September, and those designs will hopefully motivate people to see and inspire people based on their initial views. They'll get another opportunity to comment, and we'll look to roll that out hopefully before early March next year. So we've got a new player in Hutton to go with the other players.
Excellent, excellent. Now the High Street, you've had really good feedback from the High Street. Now all the traffic is going through, so what's happening there?
Yeah, so we looked to closing the High Street as part of the COVID measures and support. It was challenging because we need to also support some of our partners with the bus companies to try and support them, because we don't want to lose bus companies out of the borough, because obviously there's quite a lot of rurality within Brentwood that we need people to be able to get from their villages into the town centre. So it was always a challenge having traffic and trying to create a bit more pedestrian space. But worked really well in the first few months or so. But now, with measures changing with lockdown, we look to open the High Street up, and businesses have said that would make a difference. We're doing a piece of work at the moment to see what that difference is. I think the hardest bit is for us is business traders are on the High Street, and they can see a pre-COVID business, and now they've got a post-COVID business. And the issue with that is we really want to get them to a pre-COVID position, but obviously there's an economy situation at the moment, and people are, for two reasons, consumer confidence about coming out, safety, and just they're finding different ways to transact with some of their services. So yeah. What we're looking to do is how we work with those businesses. Some of it has been very creative and got online or click and collect. So they're still coming into the High Street and doing an online service, but they're picking up and then hopefully using other services within the High Street. So our economic development team are working really hard to support there. And on top of that, we've got the Eat Out to Help Out, and hopefully everybody knows about that. And hopefully everybody's engaged with the Eat Out to Help Out, obviously Monday to Wednesday through August. We've only now got four more days next week and the last day of bank holiday for that, for people to really support local businesses, and also hopefully make a cheaper night out for them as well. So hopefully they can go out two nights rather than one. Lots of people have really engaged in that in across Brentwoods, and we've seen lots of people overbooked, and no tables available, so that's good in some ways, but obviously people are now looking at booking in advance. But for one example, the meat stop in Crown Street this week had its best ever week trade over the last 2 weeks, thanks to the scheme. So there's certain businesses out there, and I think most of them are having really good trading situation. We just need to work with them, because obviously on the 31st of August this will stop, and it's seeing how we can work with businesses to still bring people back into that really important hospitality industry, because obviously there's a lot of people that rely on that on that industry for jobs and support as well. People go out for a meal and go out to restaurants and cafes because of loneliness and want to meet up with people, so having them available for our residents is really important.
Funding the business grants, there are still, is it discretionary grants are still available up until the 28th?
No, it's the small business grants that are still available that were launched in the government. They were the first grants. They were the biggest tranche of funding. We've delivered so far £1.64 million worth of of grant to about 1,150 businesses across the borough. What we have, we have been trying really hard, because the deadline for government to hand the rest of the funding back if we can't find these businesses that are eligible. So the team are working really hard. They've narrowed it down now to a number of businesses we feel are eligible for this funding. So there's about 75 businesses in the borough that they're making personal contact with to see if they're eligible and they want to receive the funding, because in some cases there has been some businesses that said thank you very much, we don't need the grant, which is a good position to be in.
Yeah.
But we also want to make sure they know about the grant before they make that decision.
Yeah.
Rather than not know about the grant and the 28th deadline looms, which now isn't very long, 7 days' time.
Yeah.
And we won't be able to provide that grant to that business, because that government funding will go back, and hopefully the government will recycle whatever's left up and look to put that back into the economy in another way.
Yeah. So the discretionary grants, they've finished. So this is from the very start. This is the small business ones. And what?
They're 10,000 and 25,000, depending on business rate status. So, right.
So well worth it if you are out there and you know, if the council get in contact, or go and have a look at the council website and you can fill in. And also, if they're having any problems, they can just ring the council anyway. You'll get somebody there to assist you. You're going into autumn and the council is still going to be meeting, but doing it virtually, aren't you? And some attendance at the town hall.
Yeah, in April, the end of April 29th, we had a meeting in council that we said that we'd still hold meetings, but only priority meetings such as planning, licensing, to protect members, and also to allow resource to be provided by the council to focus on direct service provision. Members were fully aware of that. We set up an emergency committee process that if there was a decision to make, the council could still make it, but we wouldn't look to have council meetings on a regular occurrence throughout the period of time until now. We are bringing back the committee calendar starting in September on the 9th for our policy committee that will be happening, and we've got an ordinary council meeting on the 16th, so people can, and we've had more people actually come to our meeting virtually because they can from their household through the internet. So we're operating hybrid meetings, so there will be some members of the council in there, social distancing in the chamber, but a majority of the councillors and officers will be doing it from home, but we're just opening up those meetings. So people, please, if they want to view democracy happening in their place, and if they want to feed into anything, we have questions at council as well. They're all more than happy to receive those through the website. If people have got questions, want to put those to our members in that environment, so please do.
Excellent. Lovely to talk to you. Do you know who I'm going to be talking to next week? Is it planned yet?
I don't know, actually. We're just trying to work out back at base, because with the holiday season, we're just trying to juggle a few things. But we've got some plans. There might even be a new person. I was going to say a new face, but on radio, you only see the new face on social media. But
yeah.
Let's see what we can get back to. There's lots of people very keen to be on the radio, so there is others.
Oh, good. That's great.
We'll see.